16th, the Great Big C's Sean McCann hits the spire, and the Mahones rage the stage on St. Patrick's Day. On March 20th, the Cancer Bats return to town, and on March 22nd, Canadian pop sensation and Queens alum Devin Cole puts on a show. And on March 29th, don't miss the sweet sounds of Dom Lewis. Unless noted, all KPP shows co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM take place at the Broom Factory. For full info and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. This CDG month, discover how Queens alumni are driving meaningful change through impactful careers aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. On Wednesday, March 26, Queens students are invited to join Queens Career Services and the Principal's Office for the Work with Impact Alumni Panel discussion. You will hear inspiring stories, gain insights into professional journeys, and learn practical strategies for creating social impact and inspiring hope through your own career. Register to attend through My Career or through Queen's CDG Month Canada calendar.
Thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away, the show that features songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Robert Campbell. This week we have a live concert. We recorded Carolina East and Chris Ryan, the two artists. He plays guitar, she sings, he sings. And they traded songs back and forth all afternoon. It was wonderful. Here is Chris kicking it off.
The tune I wrote back in 2018. Basically all about just, we all want to leave something behind that's something positive and memorable. Whether that's an image or a song or a poem or just good karma. A song called Last Forever.
At a sight, at a line, at a space, at a time, looking for my exit sign. Well, it feels like forever. Nothing but strangers all around, getting lost, trying to be found. And man, if I didn't leave that town, I'd be chained there forever. On and on, moving on and on. I got my head in the sand, taking off more than I land. What they don't understand, I can do this forever. On and on, moving on and on. The road is tough, gonna see the light. Swear to God, I'm gonna get this right. Looking for a song that'll last forever.
There you go. Chris Thanks Ryan. So much.
As musicians, and Tim, you know this too, anybody in the music business, we spend a lot of time in airports. And I find an airport is the absolute happiest place on earth when you see loved ones coming together. Or when you see people coming home and, you know, all that. But it's also the most depressing and sad place in the whole entire world when you see people leaving their loved ones or people trying to get home to see somebody before they pass, and hope to God they get there before that happens. And this song is a co-write with Jordan Coker of Quote the Raven and Mallory Johnson. And yeah, it's about all those things that I've seen in the airport. And I remember this one girl that I speak of in the song. She was literally, I'm a people watcher, and she had her cell phone in her hand, and she was just looking at this picture of an older gentleman, which I can only assume was her grandfather or maybe her father, I don't know. And she was crying to break her heart. And I elaborated on that story in this song to some degree, but I just put myself in that position, and Sacred Heart, can you imagine how bad it would feel not to be able to get home in time to say your goodbye? But yeah, this song is Airport. This song is Unlucky. Yeah, wrong song. Wrong song, right book, wrong chapter. Terminal 1 got here before the sun came up, so I'd have plenty of time. Who knows how long it'll take to get through this security line, but I don't mind waiting to watch the stories in this place. A part of me's hoping my ride arrives a little late. There's a boy 9 years old holding a sign saying, Mommy, welcome home. There's a man with a bouquet of roses, and he's standing all alone. This view is better than a window seat in the sky at 30,000 feet. But I'd give up my passport to find the kind of love you'd only see in an airport. Gate 23, my second vending machine. Coffee's getting cold. 10 a.m., the bar is open and my battery's running low. Everyone's rushing just to hurry up and wait. Got no destination. My flight's delayed, but I'm okay. There's a moment in the nest on a football scholarship. A young girl's crying, trying to make it home before grandpa's heartbeat quits. This view is higher than a middle seat in the sky at 30,000 feet. But I'd give up my passport to find the kind of love you'd only see in an airport. Than a window seat in the sky at 30,000 feet. But I'd give up my passport, find the kind of love you'd only see in an airport. Ooh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. There you go, airport. Thank you. Thank you so much. Truth be known, I'm frightened to death of flying. Terrified of flying. I'm the worst flyer, the worst passenger you would ever possibly travel with unless I have my Ativan, which then I'm only marginally better. So we came in here on Friday, and it was a jazz airplane, which is already small enough, but still small, big enough that you can walk like across, you know, that thing that they put up against, what is that called, Chris? The thing with the stairs and it's attached to the airport?
The stairs? Or
no,
the ramp.
The ramp. Yes, the ramp. So that normally that plane is big enough that you can have a ramp. But 5 minutes before we were about to board, they said, we would like to let you all know that today's flight will actually be with PAL Airlines. And I went, oh, sweet Jesus. PAL Airlines. That's Provincial Airlines from Newfoundland and Labrador. And the planes are so small, you can see the cockpit from anywhere you sit on the plane. Truth. They do close the doors, mind you. And you don't get to go on the ramp. You get to walk outside of the airport and up the pavement. It's terrible. So that's what happened. I was terrified. It was the worst flight ever. And Chris slept the whole way. Yeah. After he told me, do you remember the time that the door blew off the plane when it was in the air? I was like, Chris. Yeah. He slept like a baby. And then he goes, oh, we're sitting right by the propeller. That's where you'll see the birds fly into the propeller. You got proper view there. That's a gospel, what he said, honest to God. So I sat there like my eyes like saucers. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fun times.
I did after I did the last song I released, wrote that with Chris Kirby, and like so much we did it again. So we wrote a song before the pandemic, all about just slowing down and, you know, appreciating what's around you and the beauty that it is, especially out here in the Atlantic provinces, but everywhere. And stop and smell the roses, basically, is the message without saying that. Here's a song called Slow Down. When I was young, I could see the world through my front four swing. Corner store, I thought I could buy anything. I grew up to be the king, but this castle's got a mortgage and a swimming pool, but only when it rains. I could be the prince again. There's a list of things that I'd like to change. Slow down. We're all spinning in the same direction. Everyone wants everything right now. You got so much world around us. The pictures in your mind's only the frame right now. Let's slow down. Voices get reduced to comments on the thread. I can barely think with the frequency of noise around my head. So let me take you to the country, and I'll be just something where the satellites don't know our every move. Cut the cord for a little while, we'll plug ourselves back in when we run out of better things to do. Slow down, we're all spinning in the same direction. Everyone wants everything right now. We've got so much world around us. The pictures in your mind only a frame right now. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Everyone wants.
got so much world around us. The pictures in your mind don't need a frame right now. Let's slow down. Let's slow down.
Chris Ryan.
There you go. Thank you.
I just freaked myself out talking about airplanes because I've got to get on one tomorrow. So now I'm anxious this could be again. Love it. Love that for me. Let's do that. It's okay. That's not fat. That's not slow. This song was the first song I ever released back in 2017. I hated this song. I thought it was just like a filler on the record. A really good way to line up a song before you perform it. Yep. Good job, Carolyn. It ended up going number one on two Sirius XM channels, which was pretty cool. And yeah, it's called That's Okay. It's about living life whatever way you see fit and not worrying about the, you know, you should have a house, a car, a husband, a wife, a child, whatever. My parents were so upset with me when I gave up working with child psychology to be a musician. They were vexed. They were vexed. But anyway, here we are. Are getting married, buying houses, buying cars. I'm not sure where I am, but I know I'm not where they are. Another day, another dollar I might never make, but mine are big and mine are different. Mine are harder dreams to chase. I can't always tell you everything's alright, cause sometimes plans are made but you get lied. I might be crying at the end of the day, I'm still trying to find my way. But that's okay, yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, but that's okay, yeah, but that's okay. Say, girl, what you doing? You won't make it very far. But they don't know all that does is light a fire in my heart. I'll work hard, so don't you worry, I'll make something of myself. I gotta do it big, I gotta do it different, cause I don't know anything else. I can't always tell you everything's alright, cause sometimes plans are made but you get lied. I might be crying at the end of the day, I'm still trying to find my way. I can't always tell you everything's alright, cause sometimes plans are made but you get lied. I might be crying day. I'm still trying to find my way. But that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. There you go. That's all right. That's okay. I mean, that's all right. Yeah, but that's all right. Thank you.
That was Carolina East with Chris Ryan on guitar and backing vocals. And we are songwriters from Here and Away, sfhaa.ca. Go check us out online. We have more shows. We have a songwriters workshop coming up in August for those who want to come to the Halifax area. Some great mentors. I'll tell you more about it online. Look us up with Carolina East and Chris Ryan on songwriters from Here and Away. We have this live concert recording. Please do look up their websites. Carolina East, or Chris Ryan. They're out online, and they have great music. Go download it. Go stream it. Do whatever you have to do. Best ever thing to do, though, is buy it direct from them. Look them up. Here we go. Back to the show.
There was a time I was playing Burrs 7 nights a week and late nights and doing the whole thing. And I just literally woke up one morning and this kind of came out on its own. We had a big night before. I had no idea what the hell I was doing aside from just playing other people's music. I didn't want to keep doing that. So this is what came out. This is Drunk and Lost and Lonely.
See people soaring through their lives like an arrow straight and true. Can anybody find me any answers that I need? Cause I'm drunk and lost and lonely, stuck here on repeat. Bottom of that bottle, staring back at me. This whiskey eyes you see in the mice and the choices that I've been. Look in the rearview mirror, it's never seemed so clear to me. My one rose been straining, my feet in a belief. Something sharp and something clean. Cause I'm drunk and lost and lonely, stuck here on repeat. So as I leave the past behind, the future calls my name. There's no rusty blaze to bring along, maybe whistle, but no shame. Look in the rearview mirror, never seen so clear to me. My one rose been straight and I feel it, I believe. Somebody fetch me your bourbon strong and neat. Anybody find me something sharp and something clean? Cause I'm drunk and lost and lonely, stuck here on repeat. Still drunk and lost and lonely, but on my last.
Yeah, thank you.
That was really good, Chris. That was really good. This song is called Unlucky. This song is about a relationship ending, where you find yourself, you're blindsided by it, and you weren't expecting that to happen, and going through all that gross process of figuring it out.
What makes a heart
Just give up the rhythm and give up on trying. I'll never know, but I know this. There's no passion left in your touch or your kiss. Oh, was it something I said? This wine and the moonlight must have gone to my head. Don't say it hasn't hit you the same. Oh, how unlucky to feel something that I can't explain. When I've had it so good for so many years, the fire is gone, the lighter too. I don't know what I did, so tonight I'll blame you. Oh, was it something I said? This wine and the moonlight must have gone to my head. Don't say it hasn't hit you the same. Oh, how unlucky to feel something that I can't explain. How did we go from the heat of the sunlight to the chill of the dark night? This wine and the moonlight must have gone to my head. Don't say it hasn't hit you the same. Oh, how unlucky to feel something. Oh, was it something I said? This wine and the moonlight must have gone to my head. Don't say it hasn't hit you the same. Oh, how unlucky to feel something. That I can't explain. There you go, Unlucky. Thank you, thank you. He loved it. So that song is going to be coming out, I think, in the fall. So I've got a song coming out in July, the last Monday of July. And Unlucky will come out in the fall, just before the summer, the winter season, the Christmas season. So, yeah.
During the pandemic, I was writing with a guy from out in, he was based in Vancouver, but he had a, you know, we were still in lockdown, so of course we were doing it via the computer, but he had an eight-year-old who he was trying to keep occupied, and of course there's a 4.5-hour time difference, so he would get the kid to bed for like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock and have dinner. And then by the time he was ready to write, it was like 9:30, 10, his time. But I had to stay up. So I started work when we were working on this tune at like 1 o'clock in the morning, Newfoundland time, and just powered through. And luckily, the weather's the pits, so I didn't really miss any of that when I was sleeping all day. It's a song called Less of a Stranger.
Sleep in the door. happens when I'm a couple more deep. Grab my jacket, reach for the door, but she walks in and I'm ordering one more round, one more song. I'll get gone, 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 I'll be moving on. Got one more dance, one more taste of danger. Under the neon lights of this night for the chance, make that girl a little less of a stranger. Well, lo and behold, she said yes. Float across the floor as she kissed my neck. I got lost in the glow of her eyes, couldn't find my way to say goodbye. Before we knew it, the place lit up. It's closing time when she says bye. Got one more round, one more song. I'll get gone, 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 I'll be moving on. Got one more dance, one more taste of danger. Under the neon lights to this meeting I put a chance. That girl a little less of a stranger. One more round, one more song. I'll get gone, 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 I'll be moving on. Under the neon lights, could this be the night for the chance? Get that girl a little less of a stranger.
Less of a stranger. Of course, all this stuff is available as well, folks, on wherever you stream your music. Some physical copies of the early stuff here. There's another one I wrote with Kirby. All about basically seeing all the changes in your life because of somebody who's come into it, but not necessarily being too upset about the changes.
You don't listen when I'm wanting my blues. Change the channel when I'm watching the news. You ain't afraid of a lot of my fears, oh girl. You got some kind of nerve. Feel like my house is in extreme makeover. Any resistance is like pushing a boat. My last cigarette, I smoked it over my shoulder, girl. You got your hooks in me. On my phone, guess he's getting tired of drinking alone. Oh girl, well, I got some kind of nerve. People say that I lost my groove. I'm still dancing, I just changed my moves. Since I got busy getting down with you, oh girl, you got some kind of nerve. Have. I ain't mad, no. I ain't mad. All the little things you're taking, I don't ever want them back. I don't feel coming back. I don't feel bad. I might never have things I used to have. But I ain't mad, no.
Song called Iron Man.
This is Carolina East and Chris Ryan recorded live at the Pink Piano in Lower Sackville. You're listening to SFHAA.ca. Songwriters from here and away. Now, more tunes.
We're going to do a song for you now called Coping. This song was written a few years back. It was a co-write with Rob Wells and Shoba. Back in Newfoundland, we don't get spring. I don't know if anybody is aware of that. We get, June comes in and we get what we call Junuary. I think this June, I'm serious, no joke. This June alone, we had, what was it, Chris? It was like, I think it was like 34 days straight. No, that's wrong. I think it was 24 days straight of rain, drizzle, and fog in June. Temperatures were no higher than 10 degrees. There is no sunshine whatsoever. No wonder we're all so crooked. Think about it. And it was as cold as could be. And I mean like 10 degrees, 9 degrees, 7 degrees. It was brutal. So when I went to Toronto in May years ago. And I got off the plane. I was like, holy sugar balls. Whatever. It was 27 degrees in May. This is insane. Like, May in Newfoundland be 27 degrees. Not likely. We could have a snowstorm in May. And a couple of years ago, we had a storm in June. Do you remember that, Chris? We had a ton of snow. There were accidents everywhere. It was wicked. So anyway, I get off the plane. I go to Pickering. And I'm really excited because we're having, like, you know, we're going to have a barbecue and have a couple of drinks and do something that you would normally do in July or August in Newfoundland. So I was stoked. And I walked in and I had brought a gift for Robin Shoba, specifically Shoba, because she was expecting. And back in Newfoundland, and I know it's similar here, I think, a lot of people back home make a lot of knitted items for children and for babies and, you know, hats and boots and, you know, whatever. And my mother had made a bunch of stuff for me to bring up there, and I was so excited to give it to her because I knew that she would never have received anything like that before. So I run in and I take it out of my bag before I go on the patio, and I run out and I look over and Shoba is sitting and she looks really sad. Looks really sad. And I was like, why aren't you happy? I just arrived. Come on, like, you should be laughing and hugging me right now. This is about me. And she was having a drink. She had a glass of wine and she had a cigarette. And I never judged her. The thought crossed my mind. I was like, that's weird. And then there was like a weird, heavy feeling on the patio. And I was like, is everything good? Like, you know, I never even got a hug from Rob. And he's like, usually, he's like a big brother. He'll run over and he'll, you know, but it was sad. I said, is everything okay? And he went, no. We lost the baby. And I took the peg that I had in my hand. I kind of put it behind my back and like threw it in through the door. And I went, I'm so sorry to hear that. That broke my heart. Very, very sad. And I looked over at Shoba and she wasn't saying much. She was just kind of, you know, she's there and very, very sad. And I said, how are you doing, Shoba? Which is a dumb question, I guess, but how are you? How are you feeling? And she said, to be honest, I'm just coping. I'm just coping. And then the bells went off in my head like they do with many artists. And I was like, you know what? I mean no disrespect at all to both of you. I said, but that would be a really beautiful song. And that's how this song was created. We wrote it that night. This is called Coping. I'm sad to be drinking. For this not so happy occasion, it's not like I wanna be smoking again.
against my will, 'cause you up and left home in what seemed like a second. My whole world turned small town, and it flipped right upside down. Stop you, 'cause if it's not a right, it's a no use. Tell me,
give her the words.
So what was the point of all this anyway?
Time we met, I was this is probably 2016, and I played in the cover band scene for 18 years, and I got to the point where I started to watch TV while I was performing, and I'd be like looking at the football players and saying, "No, he's got a nice bum, number 72 there, you know, nice glutes, bud." That's where I was in my head. And I used to, you know, it used to drive me so crazy when I would sing like the hardest Adele song in the world that you would be able to sing and you know, kind of nail it, and nobody cared. And nobody knew my name. I was always the girl, "Oh, you're the girl that sings." Like, yeah, I am. I'm that girl that sings. So eventually, Carolina East was born. I don't do the cover scene very much anymore at all, really. Thankfully, but it's all a trajectory, right? You gotta pay your dues in this industry. But in 2016 or 2017, I just cut my first record, and I never had any showcases or anything at the Music and L Awards. But I was like, man, I got to get my album into people's hands. So I said, you know what? I'll volunteer. I'll drive. I'll drive everybody, all the export people, which Tim has always been one of those people. I'm going to drive them all to the airport. I'm going to pick them up, and I'm going to give them a CD. And I did that. I must have gave out, well, I gave one to every single person I picked up, sometimes two. And that's how our relationship started. Do you still have that as a coaster? That little red. So I say, this CD makes a lovely coaster. If you flip it on one side, it's sparkly. It's like two for one. See what vibe you're in for. You want red or do you want sparkles? So. Yeah, that's right. I went to my aunt's yard sale a couple weeks ago, and she had every one of my albums in her yard sale for sale. I was like, oh my God, that hurts my feelings so bad. And they were like 25 cents or something. I was like, not cool. Not cool, Aunt Carmel. I'm not singing at your funeral. Forget it. Take my name off your will.
Yeah, I think
it makes it great.
Just basically, yeah. You know, looking at what is eventually going to be a failed relationship and just come to terms with the fact that you'll be able to get over it and you'll be able to move on. The only other person is convinced that you won't. But.
Well, I built this wreck with my own two hands. It don't look pretty from where I stand, but I'll get by. Made a blood and sway, you know, it runs on tears, and with all he cries, she keeps running for years, but I'll get by. I'll get by. Cause everybody's looking for what you found on a map. If it loses deadly tense, city holds breath. They made your next mistake. Gotta remember the smallest thing. Look at the nose, keep your face. But I'll get by. I'll get by. For some time now, but you will, the fire just won't stand out, and I'll get by. Pity party's got a kiss this to none. Raise your name next to a smoking gun, but I'll get by. I'll get by. Everybody's looking for what you found on a map. If it loses, deadbeat towns, the city holds breath. So you made your next mistake. I don't remember the smile on your face. You do your best, try to keep the pace. And I'll get by. I'll get by. Everybody's looking for what you found on a map. If it loses, deadbeat towns, the city holds breath till you make your next mistake. Gotta remember that smile on your face. If you do your best, try to keep the pace, but I'll get by. I'll get by. We'll be right back.
job. Nice job. It's wild. This career path is not for the faint of heart, as you all know. It's some days it's really great, and most days it's not. And that sounds a bit dramatic, but in this industry, you get so many no's. So many no's. So many no's to grants. So many no's to shows. And back home, everybody is fighting for the same big gigs, so you get a lot of the same, you know, sorry, we'll get you next year kind of deal. And it never, it may happen or it may not. And it's sometimes it's really hard on the head and the heart. So yeah, times like this we really appreciate. So thank you. That's a win. That's a glass half full kind of moment, eh? Right now. I'm just saying that because I'm dying for lemonade. Dying for lemonade. Right? Segway. Oh right, we gotta do a sign. Forgot about that. What will we do? Let's do what are you in the mood for? What kind of vibe? You like what? That's a really hard song to say. I can play it for you on my phone later. I don't really know. I've never done that one acoustically. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's awkward. Imagine. Let's do Monster. So Monster was the first song that I ever recorded ever. Like, it was the first album, but it was also the very first time that I'd ever been in the studio to this magnitude with Rob Wells. And I can remember so vividly being so scared of getting on a plane by myself, going to Toronto Airport, having to get from Toronto Airport to Pickering, and then having to go into a studio with a man who has worked with people that are further ahead than I am, like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, like crazy, right? So that got in my head big time. And anyway, I went in there and I would like put my best foot forward and, you know, go into the studio. And one thing with Rob Wells is he's really good at recording vocals, like insanely talented at recording vocals. And I know that, like, there's people who don't understand how music works. I barely do. I thought you just go in and you sing and then you go home and then everything's grand. But it's like putting together a puzzle, and I just didn't expect such artistry to go into it. When this song got recorded, he called me downstairs and he said, come here now, you gotta sit in a chair. So if you've ever been into a studio, and I think Tim, you could attest to this, there's a chair that is in the perfect spot to listen to your track, where it hits you in the ears the way that it should, and at certain frequencies, incredible, right? So I remember sitting in that chair and not really knowing what to expect, because I had never been in a producer's chair like that. And when he played the song and I heard the first words, I tried to keep it in, but it destroyed me. I couldn't believe how talented I am and how skilled I am. No, just kidding. But I couldn't believe what I was hearing back. Like, it was such a weird, surreal moment, and I just thought, like, holy cow! Like, I might be able to do this for a living, and that's what I'm lucky enough to do now, this month. So, see how August goes. This song is called Monster.
I used to shudder when you touched me, tell me that you want me, but I knew you couldn't love me. It's been a rocky road, we've been down three times before, but this time, something stopped me. 'Cause you have already left me for someone else. You might be back again, but for how long, I can't tell. You made the open as I laid in it.
So freaking cool that you know the words. Oh my god, that's wicked. That's a cool feeling. Thank you, I really appreciate that.
Love's a funny thing. After giving her a ring, I should be angry, unforgiving. But when that fell apart, I let you back into my heart till the seams, they started ripping. 'Cause you've hurt me in more ways than I can say. You put me back.
Robert.
Thank you, Robert, for having us. This is Chris. I'm Caroline. Caroline East. Thank you.
Le Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your Francophone roots. Join in the fun and visit rvf.ca today.
Love podcasts? Want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca, check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC, and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the Tick Ticks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we... we'll steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. K-dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for a some lasagna pancake recipe or something.